各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我跟我太太很高兴，再次能够今天能够在这里跟各位弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜神。
Together with my wife, we are very happy and glad to be able to worship with brothers and sisters here, together.
我也谢谢朱长老给我这个机会，今天能够分享跟各位分享神的话语。
I also thank Elder Chu for giving me the opportunity to share with you from the Word of God.
中国有一句俗话说，江山易改，本性难移。
The Chinese has a saying, and in English it means, the leper can never change his spots.
那在中国的历史，有时常改变一个朝代，可以在一夜之间就发生。
And as we look at the Chinese history, as we see the dynasties change from one to another, oftentimes we see that the change in the dynasties could occur overnight.
可是一个人要改变他的性格，改变他的坏习惯，比登天还难。
But if a person were to change their nature or to rid themselves of their bad habits, it would be more difficult than to fly to heaven.
我在菲律宾认识一个华侨，他在一个五星级的酒店拥有一个中国餐馆。
I know of a Chinese immigrant in the Philippines who owns a five-star restaurant in a hotel.
他本身是一个大厨，他做了几道拿手好菜。
He is a chef himself, and he has several dishes that he's known for.
好多常客时常愿意到餐馆去欣赏他的拿手好菜。
And so he has several regulars who would like to come and to enjoy his artistry.
可是有时候就发觉到他的菜有点问题，味道不对。
And sometimes as they taste the dish, they would find some problem with the flavoring.
原来他们知道，哦，他昨天晚上又赌博输了钱了。
Oh, they'll know, oh, that's because last night he went gambling and he lost money.
因为这个五星级酒店的旁边就有一个赌场 casino.
Right next to this five-star hotel is a casino.
他晚上十点钟打烊之后就爬上楼去赌博。
So 10 o'clock after he closed down his restaurant, he would go to the casino and he would go gamble.
赌到一两点才回家。
And he would stay in the casino until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
他十几年来没办法卸掉他这个坏习惯。
And for decades, he could not rid himself of this bad habit.
我相信他是负债累累，还是不得不的在做大厨。
I'm sure he is ridden with debt, and because of that, he could not stop working. He continued to have to cook.
我们时常听到，所以有人酗酒。醉醺醺的时候打太太打孩子。
We also know of people who after getting drunk, they would go home and they would beat on their wives or they would beat their children.
他这样做的时候自己都不知道他所做的事情。
And、because they're so drunk that they do not even know what they do.
等到第二天早上睡醒了醉醒了之后看到太太的脸上红一块青一块看到他自己的孩子惧怕的畏畏缩缩的躲在墙壁的角落他才知道他做了什么事情。
Next morning, after he wake up from his drunkenness, then until then, when he sees the bruising on the face of his wife and his children not willing to come near to him, would he then realize what had occurred the night before?
他非常的懊悔非常的后悔他酗酒。
Then at that moment is when the man would be regretful, extremely regretful, and would hate this bad habit of getting drunk.
可是过了几天，他又是倒毛病又来，又去酗酒。
However, a few days would pass, and this bad habit would creep back into his life, and he would go get drunk again.
我们时常听到有好多人抽烟。戒不了。
We also know of people who just cannot quit smoking.
知道抽烟不好，会很容易造成肺癌，可是他们还是尽想办法要戒烟，可是戒不掉。
They know that smoking is not a good habit. In fact, it would adversely affect the health, even cause lung cancer. However, they just cannot quit the habit.
人要靠自己改变自己的坏习惯，很困难，几乎不可能。
For a person to wanting to change themselves is at least very difficult, if not impossible.
可是在人不能，在神万事都能。
However, it may not be possible for men, but all things are possible with God.
有神的介入，改变一个人的生命是可能的。
When God intervenes in a person's life, that life can change.
今天我要用以弗所书四章十七到三十二节来与各位分享我们如何靠着主的力量来改变我们的人生。
And today I'd like to share with you from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 32. And from that passage, I would like to share with you how God can change a person's life.
让我们从坏的生命能够改变成为新造美好的生命。
So that a life that is bad can be changed by God and become new.
好不好？我们一起翻开圣经以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4.
从十七到三十二节。我们用起音的方式，我先念单四节，各位念双四节。
We will read from verse 17 through 32, and we will read this passage in a responsive manner, and I will read the odd verses while the congregation reads the even verses.
十七节，所以我说，且在主里切实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人。存虚妄的心行事。良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的误会。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，又要将你们的心智改换一新，所以不要你们不要所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互为肢体。也不可给魔鬼留地步。误会的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、相闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。以弗所书是罗马写给以弗所教会的一封书信。
The book of Ephesians is a book written to the Christians in Ephesus.
保罗跟以弗所教会有很亲密的关系，他曾经在那里牧会有三年之久。
Paul has a very close tie with the Ephesian church because he had spent 3 years of his life with the believers and ministering among them.
这封书信是保罗在罗马监狱写给以弗所教会的。
The book of Ephesians was written by Paul while he was imprisoned in the Roman jail.
那 整封信是有一个重点，就是在谈教会论。
The entire book of Ephesians has a central theme, and that is the discussion about the church.
他首先在第一章说，神宝贵的恩典临到我们。
Chapter 1, he opens up by describing the amazing grace that God has bestowed upon us.
在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，福气。
That from heaven, God has blessed us with all kinds of blessing.
这福气包括在基督里，他拣选我们做他的子民。
And among all these blessings is the blessing that God gives us so that we may all be a member of the heavenly kingdom.
不但如此，借着基督，他还赐给我们儿子的名分。
Not only that, in Christ, we have been blessed with the blessing of being called God's children.
而且借着基督的宝血，赦免我们一切的过犯。
And through the blood of Jesus Christ, our sins may be forgiven.
就是我们从罪恶当中拯救出来，赐给我们自由的身体。
That is to say that we have been redeemed from sin and now are given a body that is free.
而且在基督里，我们得了基业。
And that in Christ Jesus we receive his inheritance.
而且有圣灵住在我们心中，作为得基业的凭据。
And among all these things, we also receive the Holy Spirit who indwells in us.
然后他在第二章，保罗在告诉我们，他说耶稣基督将所有得到属灵福气的人都联合起来建立一个教会。
Then in chapter 2, he goes on to say that in Christ Jesus, all the children of God had been connected and united to form the church.
耶稣基督要做教会的头。
And that Jesus Christ will be the head of the church.
我们都是成为肢体。
And we all become members of that body.
而且他要使我们成为和睦。
And he wants us to be united.
他自己本身就是和睦。
Because he himself is united.
他将教会有各种不同背景的能够联合在一起。
In Christ, he brings all people from different backgrounds and from different places so that they're all connected and united as one.
当时在以弗所教会最明显的分别就是有犹太背景的基督徒跟希腊文化背景的基督徒。
At the time, one clear distinction within the church in Ephesus is that there are believers who are of the Hebrew background, and then there are believers who are of the Greek background.
耶稣自己要撤回他们中间的隔墙。
And Jesus Christ himself will be the one that will destroy the wall that separates these two people groups.
使他们两下完全合一。
So that the two may become one.
耶稣基督他用自己在十字架上所成的功效要消灭基督徒之间的冤仇，使各个肢体能够真正的达到合一的目的。
By the work of reconciliation accomplished on the cross, Jesus Christ would reconcile any conflicts and any infightings among the believers within the church.
到了第三章，保罗在说明教会的成立是神用百般的智慧在耶稣基督里所完成的。
Then chapter 3 talks about how the work of building up, establishing the church is the work by God in Jesus Christ who accomplishes all things.
他的目的是要叫外邦人也能够得到这属灵的福气。
And the purpose of the establishing of the church is so that the Gentiles can also receive this spiritual blessing.
到了第四章的前半章，保罗在说明教会里面神是众人之父。
Then in the first part of chapter 4, Paul explains that God is the Father of all.
耶稣基督是教会的头,
and that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
教会只有一个身体, 我们都是成为肢体,
the church has one body, and all of us are members of that body.
只有一位圣灵,
there's only one spirit, there's only one hope,
只有一个信仰,
there's only one faith. That is the belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
教会每个成员都成为肢体, 都是在神的面前都看为重要的。
Every member of the church is a member of the body of Christ and is valued by God.
神赐给每个人有不同的恩赐, 都有功用, 所以我们应当彼此鼓励, 彼此相爱。
And God blesses each and every one of His children with spiritual gifts so that we may encourage one another and build upon one another and so that we may bring glory to God.
所以教会的每一位成员在神的面前都是宝贵的。
And so each member of the church is precious in the sight of God.
因为我们都是神的子民,都是神的儿女。
Because we are all people of God, we are all children of God.
在身份上, 我们都从神那里白白得到宝贵的恩典,
our identity is that we have freely received the salvation from God, and so we are His children.
可是在实际上, 我们每一个神的儿女都有存有一些旧有的坏习惯, 旧有的旧生命。
However, while that is the status of our identity, in reality and in experience, every person still suffers from the influence of our old self or of our flesh.
所以我们每个人都需要被改变。
And so each and every one of us need to be changed.
所以保罗就从17节到32节, 我们刚才所念的这一段经文, 在讲一系列的, 教导我们, 来鼓励我们, 如何来改变我们自己。
And so the passage we read from verse 17 through 32 is a passage that describes to us how each and every one of us must change.
这个改变的程序有三个重要的,
And there are three key steps to this change.
第一个,要除去旧人。
First, we must rid ourselves of our old self.
第二部分, 我们的心智需要被改变,
Secondly, our minds must be changed, must be transformed.
第三部分是需要穿上新人。
And the third step is we must put on the new self.
那到底旧人是什么样的光景呢?
What is the old self exactly?
是在记载17到第19节。
And that is recorded for us in verses 17 through 19.
所以我说,且在主里确实地说,你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事,他们心地昏灭,与神所示的生命隔绝了,都因自己无知,心里刚硬,良心既然丧尽,就放纵私欲,贪行种种的误会。
So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
这里让我们看到, 旧有的坏生命可能存在虚妄的意念。
And so we see that this old self could be found in retaining an old way of thinking.
虚妄的意念意思就是没有追求没有意义的事情。
And the futility of thinking means that a pursuit in life that would end in futility.
特别包括 极力的在追求虚荣, 追求物质上的享受。
These may be pursuits of vain things or of material things that this world has to offer.
旧有的坏生命可能也有心思的昏暗。
The old self may also include the darkening of understanding.
有心思一直在躲在黑暗当中，躲在罪恶当中。
That the mind and the thought and the thinking continue to be in a dark place or continue to be written with sin.
心里刚硬，倔强，不愿意受教导。
A stubbornness and a refusal to be taught.
因此放纵私欲，追求情欲上的享受，造成行各种误会的事情。
And then resulting in the loss of all sensitivity and giving over to the sensuality and lust and indulging in impurity.
那到底新人是什么样的，成为什么样的人呢？
And what does the new self look like?
是在24节。
That is in verse 24.
他说，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象，照的有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
Verse 24 says, put on the new self, which is created to be like Christ in true righteousness and holiness.
我们要追求神的形象，神的性格。
We need to pursue after the image of God and also the character of God.
在神那里有恩典，有怜悯，有丰盛的慈爱。
In God, we find grace, we find mercy, and we find love.
神好公义，追求，是保持圣洁。
Because God is righteous and He is holy.
这些特性都是我们应当追求的，是新人需要追求以神的性格为榜样。
These are all characters and attributes of God that we must pursue after, and these are the reflection of what the new self would be.
在这个转换改变生命的程序当中，我们从脱去旧人，穿上新人这个过程当中。必须要有外在的力量才有可能成功。
In this process of change from the old self to the new self, there must be a force from without, so that we may be changed.
靠自己的力量是做不到，必须要靠外在的力量才可能帮助我们做到脱去旧人，穿上新人。
This process of change and transformation cannot be accomplished from within ourselves, no matter what we do, and it must be affected by a force that's outside of us.
到底是什么是外在的力量呢？
So what is this external force?
关键是在二十三节。
The key is in verse 23.
又要将你们的心智改换一心。
To be made new in the attitude of your mind.
这里中文的翻译不太合适。
The Chinese translation here is not exact.
没有将它的原意说明出来。
It was not able to clearly express the original meaning of that verse.
刚才 James 念的英文是比较正确的。
The English translation captures that essence better.
你在Could you read one more time?
To be made new in the attitude of your mind.
这里说 to be made new, 就是被改变，被更新。
And the emphasis here on this verse is it is a passive voice. It is to say that the change needs to be made.
在 New King James 也是这样说 be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 所以这里是说我们必须要被改变。
And so the emphasis here is that change needs to be made by an external force.
我们的心灵要被更新，被谁更新呢？
Our minds and attitudes must be made new, but be made new by who?
就是必须要被圣灵的感化，
and needs to be changed by the moving of this Holy Spirit.
我们如果有刚硬的心，必须要有圣灵来感化，成为温柔的心，我们才有力量来将旧有的坏习惯脱掉，然后转换神所喜悦的好习惯。
If we have a stubborn heart, then we need to be changed by the Lord so that we may have a gentle heart. Our minds and our attitudes must be renewed and must be transformed by the work of the Holy Spirit.
在这个改变的过程，另外有一点我们必须要说明的。
There's another point that must be made clear in this process of change.
当你受圣灵的感动，觉悟到你有一件不好的行为，你必须要脱掉。譬如说，你动不动就发脾气骂人。
If we discover by the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit that there are areas or aspects of our lives that is not pleasing to God, that must be changed. For example, we are easily angered and we like to yell and scream at others.
当你想要把这个坏行为除掉的同时，你必须要有一个好的行为来取代。
When you realize that that behavior must be changed, you need to also know what is the good behavior that you want to take its place.
如果你只是脱掉了旧人，你没有另外一个取代，你是全身光秃秃的，是很脆弱的情况之下。
If you have taken off your old self, but you do not have a new self or anything to put on, you are standing as if you are naked and vulnerable.
你成为别人很容易受外界的攻击。
And at that moment, you would be easily attacked and influenced by your circumstances.
所以我们骂人的坏行为，我们脱掉了，我们必须要穿上什么一个好行为呢？
So we have a bad temper and we want to get rid of it. What is the good behavior we need to put on?
我们要学习来看人的长处，愿意多鼓励、多赞美对方。
We need to learn to see others' strength. We need to learn to praise others for the areas in which they shine.
心灵被圣灵更新，脱去旧人，穿上新人，我们就能够越来越能够讨神喜悦。
If our minds can be renewed and can be transformed, if we can rid ourselves of the old self and put on the new self, then our lives will be more and more pleasing to God.
越来越像主耶稣基督，越来每天的生活能够做为神做美好的见证。
Then we will be able to live our lives as those that brings glory to God, and that our lives can be used as testimonies on God's behalf.
接着保罗用25节到32节举了几个例子来讲明这个道理。
Then verses 25 through 32 is where Paul used specific examples to describe the truth behind this transformation.
第一个例子在25节。
The first example is in verse 25.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人以邻舍说实话，因为我们是互为肢体。
Each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body.
这里告诉我们说，我们脱掉说谎言的旧人，同时呢，要穿上说实话的新人。
So here it tells us we need to put off the falsehood that is associated with our old self, but we need to put on speaking truth, which is the new self that we would put on.
我们的动机是什么呢？
What would be our motivation to do so?
我们都是神的儿女，我们都是已经彼此是兄弟姐妹，我们都应该彼此相爱，当然我们就更应当说实话，不要说谎言。
Because we are all children of God, we all belong to God, and we all live in this new life. So therefore, we all ought to put off falsehood as we speak to one another, but be truthful to one another.
第二个例子在26节到27节。
The second example is in verses 26 and 27.
生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold.
我们生气的时候很容易犯罪，所以最好不要生气。
It is easy for us to sin when we are angry. So the best way for us to handle that is don't be angered.
我们不要生气，我们要除掉动不动就生气的坏习惯。
We need to get rid of our bad temper.
那有什么好习惯可以来代替生气呢？
But what's a good habit that we can have to replace having a bad temper?
就是愿意原谅对方，愿意饶恕。
That is to be willing to learn to and to be willing to forgive one another.
你这样才有能够做到啊，含怒不到日落。
Because that, in doing so, you will be able to not keep your anger until the sun goes down.
你如果你愿意饶恕对方，原谅对方，你才可能在日落以前把你心里的怒气消掉。
Only if you have the willingness and the ability to forgive the other person, then you would be able to not let the sun go down in your anger.
我们的原动力是什么呢？
What is the motivation and what is the source of our energy to do so?
不可给魔鬼留地步。
That is so that we will not give a foothold to Satan.
我们都知道魔鬼最高兴破坏我们跟我们亲爱的人的关系。
There's nothing better for the devil and to make him happy than to destroy the relationship we have with our loved ones.
他如果能够叫我们生气直到晚上，不愿意跟我们亲爱的人和好。
If he is able to keep us angry so that we will not reconcile ourselves with our loved ones before, even after the sun goes down,
他就很容易破坏我们的关系。
Then,
所以我们不要上魔鬼的当。
Then it will be very easy for him to attack the relationship within our family. So we ought not to give him an opportunity to do so.
我们要主动的去原谅对方，用怜悯的心来饶恕对方。
We need to be able to learn to forgive one another. We need to be able to have the mercy from God so that we may be able to forgive.
我们这样才有可能不含怒到日落。
Then we will be able to not let the sun go down while we are still angry.
下一个例子是在28节。
The next example is in verse 28.
说从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事，这可有余分给那缺少的人。
He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need.
我们要偷窃的坏行为，同时要穿上新人，成为一个努力愿意去做工的人，做正经事的人。
We need to put off the old self, the old habit of not working, but we needed to put on the new self and having that new attitude to be one who is faithful, who is working and who is doing something useful with our hands.
愿意去做工，去上班，或者做生意，赚钱。
Whether it is to go work for someone, or it is to go into business to make money.
工作不但能够养活自己，而且还有有剩余的钱，有能力可以去帮助别人。
And when we work, we are able to not only provide for our own families, but we will be able to have enough means to be able to help those who are in need.
我们的原动力就是我们有能力去帮助人，助人以快乐之本，我们会非常的喜乐。
That our motivation here would be so that we may be able to help others, because we know by helping others, we can experience gladness.
下一个例子是在29到30节。
The next is in verses 29 and 30.
误会的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处，不要叫神的圣灵担忧。你们原是受了他的印记，等候得死的日子来到。
Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
脱去误会的旧人，同时穿上随时愿意说造就人的好话的新人。
To put off the old self, which allows unwholesome talk to come out of our mouth, but to put on the new self, which is able to build others up according to their needs.
让听到的人得益处。
So that those who hear may benefit.
我们能这样子做，它的原动力在哪里？
We're able to do so because of the motivation that is described here.
是在第三十节，他说不要叫圣灵担忧。
Verse 30 tells us, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
因为圣灵住在我们心中，他是我们得救得永生的确据，我们也是我们成为神儿女的印记。
Because the Holy Spirit, as it is given to us from, by God, is the confirmation of the security of our salvation. At the same time, it is a seal for us that we belong to Him.
所以我们不应该让神担忧，反而应该让圣灵担忧，反而应该让神圣灵的得圣灵的喜悦。
So we ought not to grieve the Holy Spirit, but instead we ought to bring pleasure to the Spirit of God.
最后一个例子是在31到32节。
The last example is in verses 31 and 32.
一切恶毒、恼愤、愤怒、相闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕的你们一样。
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you.
将恶毒、恼愤、愤怒从你的心中除掉。
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, and all forms of malice.
将相闹、毁谤从你的口中除掉。
To get rid of the brawling and the slander from your mouth.
同时用怜悯、用恩慈、怜悯的心来彼此饶恕。
But forgive one another with kindness and compassion.
为什么我们能够这样子做呢？原因是耶稣基督都已经饶恕了我们过患。
How is it that we're able to treat each other this way? It is because Christ Jesus has already forgiven us.
难道我们不能饶恕我们的自己的弟兄吗？
If that be the case, can't we forgive one another?
脱去我们从前行为上的旧人。
To put off the old self that our behaviors are.
让我们的心智愿意让圣灵来改变。感动我们来改换一心。
Let our minds be changed and renewed and transformed by God.
穿上新人，成为新造的人。
To put on the new self so that we may become a new creation.
我们就能够越来越有神的形象。
Then we will be more and more like God.
我们越来越能讨神的喜悦。
Then we will be able to live our lives so that it will please God more and more.
每天的生活，我们都能够荣耀神，见证神。
Then we will be able to live our lives so that we may bring glory to Him and we may bring testimony to on His behalf.
刘宏富长老在他还没有信主以前，一天最少抽两包烟。
Elder Liu, before he became a Christian, He smokes at least 2 packs a day.
有几次也都想要戒烟，可是戒不掉。
And he had tried on many occasions to quit, and he couldn't.
可是当他信主受洗的那一天，圣灵感动他。
But on that day, as he was being baptized, the Holy Spirit moved in his heart.
他说：“圣灵已经住在我心中了，我不应该再抽烟。”心在住在我心中的圣灵。
He says, "Now that the Holy Spirit lives in me, I should not smoke and smoke up the Holy Spirit that lives in me."
就这样一个心里的被感动，他就把烟戒掉了。
And because of the moving of the Spirit on that moment, then he quit his smoking habit.
有位老弟兄在信主以前很爱打麻将。
There's an elderly brother, before he became a Christian, he loved playing mahjong.
时常找他亲朋好友一起来上桌打麻将。
He would often gather his friends and his family members, and they would come and they would play mahjong together.
可是等到他信主了以后，那麻将越摸越没有趣味。
But after he became a Christian, as he plays mahjong, the game becomes...became less and less interesting to him.
他觉得他真的是浪费时间，坐在那里很浪费时间。
He felt that sitting on that mahjong table is a waste of his life.
他宁可站起来到外面散步做运动，而对身体还更有帮助健康。
And instead, he would rather thanspend that time to go out to take a walk or to exercise, that would be much, much better and healthier physically and also mentally.
我在还没有信主以前，很坏脾气。
Before I became a Christian, before I knew the Lord, I had a bad temper.
特别对我的孩子非常的严厉，动不动就是骂，就是打。
And I was very, very strict with my children.And I would easily scold them, and I would easily discipline them.
这老爸都觉得自以为意。
I'm their dad, so I think I know everything.
可是当我信主了以后，我觉得我这样子的行为非常的不讨神喜悦。
But after I became a Christian, after I believed, I felt that the way I treated my children were not glorifying to God.
圣灵在我心中做那奇妙的工作。
The Holy Spirit did the amazing work within me.
我向神祷告，求圣灵帮助我一天一天的把这个坏脾气除掉。
I pray to the Lord so that He may work within me, so that day after day I would work on my bad habits to get rid of them and to be able to put on the new self.
三年之久。有一天，我的儿子告诉我说 ：“Daddy, you changed.”
For 3 years, I tried very hard, and one day my son came to me and said, "Daddy, you changed."
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们都是你所拣选、被你所爱的儿女。
Dear Heavenly Father.Those of us who belong to you, we know you've chosen us and you loved us.
你爱我们，你也期望我们都能够每天做你讨主你喜悦的儿女。
You love us and you want us to live our lives as children whose lives bring you glory and bring you gladness.
我们的生命当中还有很多不荣耀神的事情。不荣耀神的坏习惯，你都知道。
There are still many things in our lives that we do and that we say that are not glorifying or pleasing to you. You know them all.
我们求圣灵来亲自做那感动的工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit to move within our hearts.
让我们愿意辞掉我们心中、我们身上的坏行为。
Help us so that we may be willing to rid ourselves of the bad habits from the old self.
愿意穿上新人，成为新造的人。
That we may be willing to put on the new self and become the new creation.
我们能够不但讨主你喜悦， 也能够天天能够来赞美神，来荣耀主你的名。
That not only will we be able to live for you day by day, but also we may be able to praise you and bring glory to your name always.
我们这样的祈求、祷告、感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.